When I'm putting a song list together, I often will start with where I want to fit, where I want to end up, and so that's my last song. Perhaps even a point in the song that I really want to come around, whether it be particular lines in the song, how they relate to kind of people. And majority of the time it is like a biblical kind of concept. I'll know that that's what I want to kind of focus around, and that's what I'll use to rally everybody, gather them in agreement around that point. And so I'll work backwards kind of. I start writing my list with where I want to end up, and then basically the two songs, we have 20 minutes, so basically the two songs in the middle, I'm using them to kind of create a little bit of a sense that, hey, you know what, I do believe this. I believe what I'm singing. I believe that God is who he says he is. I believe that he loves me. You establish, I use those middle songs kind of for that.
Right.
And the first song I kind of, it's about involvement. I like front of house to have plenty of snare drum, because backbeat usually helps people who aren't musical to clap, you know, and if I can get hand clapping or a foot tapping, usually you can kind of get people to engage a little more and respond. And I think that's what it's about. I think so often when we come into church, we don't realize, but we're kind of bound by the experience of our week. And so often people, they find it difficult to get from where they are, bound in their situation, to a place where they actually feel freedom to surrender to God. And so, but so often, you know, just little acts of faith, and I call them acts of faith because I believe they are, you know, just even though you don't want to, just maybe clapping your hands, even though you don't want to, maybe singing a few lines, even though you don't want to, maybe lifting your hands to worship. I see them as acts of faith in the midst of kind of burden. I think God rewards that. I think God rewards that. And then as your walls kind of come down, then you actually find yourself in a place where it's actually a lot easier to surrender to God. But and so that's what I'm going for. I think it's really important to kind of remain objective when you're choosing your song list, and always keep in mind the purpose of why you're doing it, and the reason, and what these people are going to need, you know, in a corporate sense. So often we can get into our private worship time or our private kind of reflection time, and there'll be a song that really speaks to us. But because it really speaks to you doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a contributor in a corporate setting.
Right.
And you just need to be aware of that. So often we have worship leaders that go, oh, I really want to do this song. And then if we let it happen, and you know, sometimes it goes off and it works, but a lot of times it's just not a suitable song for a corporate and right. worship environment. So I think it's really important to remember that you've got to remain objective. And so often, and one thing I love to kind of always kind of, the one thing I love to remind myself of is the revelation that God is giving me now took 35 years for him to get me to a point that where I was ready to kind of hear it or receive it.
Yeah.
And so in order for us to kind of think, man, God's really speaking to me about this, I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to use the worship leader platform to kind of tell everyone about my... Well, the fact is that God took 35 years to tell it to me, so how am I going to be able to convey that to everybody else in 30 seconds?
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying it's a hard and fast rule, but what I am saying is keep that in mind. So when I'm creating a song list, I'm kind of trying to create a journey for everybody. So young, old, I think I've talked about it in the past, you know, so often you'll start a Sunday night service and the young people go absolutely crazy. Now the caveat there is that maybe the older people that are sitting up further back in the room, you need to avoid them kind of going, ah, okay, this is for the young people, it's not really for me. So you as the worship leader need to do your best to include them also in this journey, so that when we all arrive at the end of that, everybody's together.